Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set to start the second half of the season as the Shuckers get set to take on the Mississippi Braves. First pitch at 6:35. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by a guy who has been a mainstay in the Shuckers bullpen this year, Ryan Middendorf. Ryan, thanks much for joining us.
Appreciate you having me.
Now, you just had two back-to-back off days, which in the middle of a minor league baseball season never happens outside of the All-Star break. How'd you spend it?
You know, we had a good time. A bunch of us got together, went down to the beach, hung out there for a little bit. It was a little too hot, so we took the party to the pool. So, hanging out there, had a good time, just chopping it up with everybody. So, it was good.
How nice is it to kind of be able to unplug for 2 days in the middle of what is a long season at 138 games?
Yeah, it's great. Mentally and physically, obviously. Give the arm a couple days to reset, refresh, along with the mind. And, we just try to keep it loose. Stay away from baseball for a couple of days and just refresh, come back strong.
So how much does that help coming back today, wanting to chomp at the bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's excited. Just had good talk with everybody and stuff in there. So the heat kind of plays it down a little bit, but try to keep the energy going.
Now, you've had kind of an up and down first half of the year, but you've had an incredible journey over the past year plus, going from the Frontier League at the start of 2022 to AA now, and even AAA a couple weeks back in 2023. What's the biggest thing you're the most proud of here in the first half of 2023?
First half so far this year, I'd probably just say how I've dealt with adversity and stuff. Like you said, it's been up and down so far this year, and had some highs, had some lows, and just trying to be where my feet are, keep the same mentality no matter what, and I think I've done a pretty good job of that. So,
and you've had one of the most incredible journeys in the Brewers system. You and Daryl Thompson were teammates back with the Schaumburg Boomers at the beginning of last year in the Frontier League. Yep. Cut to 18 months later, you're pitching here in AA. How incredible of a journey has that been?
It's awesome. I mean, it just shows how far both of us have come, how much better we've gotten, and especially him, someone who grinded it out for as many years as he did in the indie ball. I'm just proud of what he's been able to do and both of our success so far, and trying to build on it and keep it going.
How incredible, too, is it with the success that both of you have had doing it in the same organization? Did you guys look at each other and go, wow, we've made it?
Yeah, it was awesome. We obviously had a great relationship and had a lot of great memories playing indie ball in Schaumburg, won a championship together. So, you know, we had that kind of bond that lasts a long time, and just being able to take it here and at a higher level and stuff, it's really exciting.
How important was it for you to get your first taste of pro ball in indie ball with Schaumburg? Because the Frontier League, the level of play is very high.
Yeah, it was big. Kind of introduced me to pro ball and the style of how it is. It's a lot more laid back than college ball, obviously. And it was nice being in a locker room with some older guys. I was one of the younger ones there, so just kind of going under their wing, learning all the ins and outs of pro ball and stuff. It was big for me.
Well, there are a lot of guys on this team who play indie ball, and one of the big things is how much you grow as a player being around that older clubhouse, because you talk about the Frontier League, your average player is 26, 27 years old, and here you are fresh out of college. How much did that help you grow as a baseball player?
Yeah, big time. Like I said, I just learned the ins and outs of everything, and also just picked up a lot of different things from older guys like Daryl and stuff when I first got there, just kind of seeing how they go about their routines and everything, and just picking bits and pieces of what I like out of different people's routines and arsenals and what they do, and just trying to find the best thing that works for me.
What was the most fun thing that you picked up while you were in Schaumburg?
Ooh, that's tough. We played a lot of spike ball there, you know, so we picked up on that. We had some fun there. So, but baseball-wise, I would just say I learned how to throw my sinker there, which is a big part of what I do now and stuff. So I got to give a lot of credit to that coaching staff there and the guys there that really made me feel comfortable and just be myself. So,
for any guy from indie ball, one of the biggest moments of the baseball career is getting signed by an affiliated organization. Yeah. What was that process like for you?
It was pretty awesome because my coaches, they actually had been in contact with some people but didn't tell me, which I'm glad about, so I could just kind of go out there, focus on what I needed to do, and just keep pitching. But once I did get that call from our manager in Schaumburg, it was a great feeling. I mean, I'll never forget it, obviously. And had a phone call with the agent that signed me afterwards, and it was great. And got to share that experience, or that moment, calling my parents too. So, yeah, it was awesome.
And now you cut to almost a year and a half later, and you're in Double A. How crazy has this rise been through the Brewers system? Because you pitched at almost every single level last year, and this year you pitched at both levels in the high minors.
Yeah, it's a wild ride for sure, especially last year. Starting off in rookie ball and working all the way to here, and just getting a chance to meet all the people and each affiliate along the way was an awesome experience too. I'd go back during spring training this year, and I know almost everybody and can have a conversation with everybody, so it's great. I mean, it was a lot of fun for sure.
You're one of the few guys in the organization that can actually say they played for everybody in the organization.
Yeah, and I'm grateful to, obviously, too. Moving quickly was awesome as well, but just getting the opportunity to meet everybody and learn a little bit each way as I go on through the journey definitely helped too.
And what's been your favorite part of being in the Brewers organization?
I would probably say the people. I think everywhere I've been so far that made me feel comfortable, welcomed me with open arms, especially last year, and I would say just a great group of people everywhere I've been. So.
Well, Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. Looking forward to a lot of fun here in the second half.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M Braves at 6:35.